Today's shiur of Mishnah Berurah Yomi is Siman Lamed Beis. We'll be starting with Sif Mem Gimel. Charetz Shel Shin. Dahainu Chuda Lamata. The charetz of the shin, which is that end point on the bottom of the shin where all the yudin and legs come together and attach. But there's no flat floor of the shin. Yagia Ad Mekom HaTefer. That end point, the bottom of the shin, should reach all the way down to where the stitches are. The bottom of the Bias Mishnah Berurah Shel Shin Bein the Yamin Ubein the Small. Whether you're talking about the right shin or the left shin, the tip on the bottom should go all the way down to the Tefer, to the bottom of the Bias. Yagia Dahainu Ara Tirora Mamish, meaning to go to the base of the Bias, the Titora Mamish. Ubidivyebed Kasher Afilogia. But the Evid is Kasher even if it doesn't reach the Titora. As long as it has the basic tzura of the shin, it will be kasher b'di'evet. Kuf tzadi ches. For that, we have to go to the Ramah. Let's continue in the Ramah. V'chein ha-yud shebishin. And so too, the yud of the shin. That's what we've been calling up until now, like the legs, the head, or the Russian, right? The heads, or legs, that which attaches up to the bottom of the shin. Right, those yud of the shin, tzarech ligal mata bishulei hashin. They have to connect down and reach to the bottom of the shin. The lo yimshoch hashin harbe, and you should not bring the shin down far. Ela shagam shulei hashin yinireh ala tefer. You should not bring the shin, the bottom, the point on the bottom of the shin, all the way down so that it goes below the base, because you want to be able to see the base of the shin on top of the stitches. Shouldn't go under, right? The way the bias is made is the bottom piece of the leather of the bias will go under the titora, and you might have that cut off from the visibility of being able to see the bottom of the shin. So he says, what he's basically saying is, the shin should not go below the titora, but you go mamash up to the titora itself and the bottom part of it, and therefore you will have the shin the way you're supposed to have it in the tefillin. Mishnah Berurah Kuf Tzadi Ches Hayud Shebeshin Yesh Me'agdolim Shemechalkin Bein Shin Hayamini La'asmali. There are gedolim that make a split, he says, between the shin on the right side and the shin on the left side. Shebesmoli, and when it comes to the left side, they say Adarabba. It's just the opposite. Yidakteg shelo yigiyu hayudin. The yudin should not go to where? To the shulei hashin, to the bottom part of the shin, lamata. It should not go there. And they have a different vision of the shin. This shita holds that the two middle yuds, right, the two middle legs, you have four, so you have two in the middle, they don't come and touch down to the bottom. However he goes, the Mishnah Berurah says as follows. Avalmagin Avram Pasak. Te'ein l'chalik, you should make no distinction between the meaning and the smiley, uva smiley, ba'inan, and also you need the shnei ayodin in the middle. Also, you nogin lamata should touch the bottom, bishulea, the right, the point of the bottom of the shin. V'chein kasav ha'primagadim. This is the primagadim, right? V'chein roi lasais. This is what is appropriate to do. V'chein kasav bibirka yosef. And this is what was written in the Birkei Yosef, B'Shem Mari, Ayin Sham, V'chein Paskin, this way all the Achronim Paskin. O Kasa Prima Gadim, the Yerashia Ala Shinin Suras Yudin, Lo Kavin Pshuta B'Yalma. He says, it should be that on the shins, you should have the Tzura of Yuds on the top. But it should not be plain lines, right, going up from the bottom as a plain, let's say, straight line. But at top, it should be, you should have the little curve on the top, like you have on yuds. They should all have yud tops, right? The tops of the shins should be yud-like tops, and should not be stam lines going up. Okay? Again, we're talking here about the middle. We're talking here about the middle of the shins. They should be yud-likes, okay? Not only the middle ones. all the tops of the shins. It shouldn't just be straight lines going up. Let's move weiter. Kuf Tzadi Tes. To get to do Kuf Tzadi Tes, right? So he says, Liga Lamata. He says, Debelav Hachi has to reach the bottom of the bias, to the base, where it's like all right, not a base with a floor, it's a base with the pointy base of the shin, and the yuds have to reach it. The belav achi ain shame shin alav, because without it, it's not considered a shin. Uli kuva hu afilu b'di'eved, and this is ma'akev. This is going to prevent it from being a shin b'di'eved if they do not all come together at the end point in the bottom of the shin. Uveshin asmiley im echad nageya ve'echad ain nageya puzzle. And on the left shin, if one touches and the other doesn't touch, we said the left shin has the two yuds in the middle there. If one touches and the other one doesn't touch, it's also going to be puzzle. Vayein beber halacha. And he says, check out the ber halacha. Reish. So, shegam shulei ashin. We said that the bottom of the shin has to be able to be seen and it should not be going under the titoira, right, or under the bias. It should be able to be seen on top of the titoira, going all the way down right to the stitches. That should be the bottom. Why? Shagam shulei ashin, meaning rotalomar, chudei en shal shinim. The point at the bottom of the shin should be able to be seen. Vatam, titzar shei kol ashin nira. The reason is that the whole shin has to be apparent. Ulukayim madik siv, in order to be mekayim, that which is written. Uru kol ame aretz ki shem Hashem nikra alecha. The shem Hashem is the shin of the Shakai that has to be seen. Amar Rabbi Elazar, elu tefillin shel Rosh. This is tefillin shel Rosh. Shem Hashem nikra. What's shem Hashem nikra? Roshei Tevos shin. The Roshei Tevos of shem Hashem nikra is shin. With the yeved im nichnas maat l'toch ha titora, and with the yeved if a little bit does go into the titora, into the base. So you do not have the tmunas shin karoy, you don't have the proper appearance of the shin outside the tefillin on the right and left side karoy, like the way it's supposed to be. Tzarechin, this is not pasha. Tzarechin vayemi beralacha, and check out the beralacha. Mem dalad. Back to the Shulchan Aruch. Titura the tefillin halacha lemaisha misinai. The titura of the tefillin. The base of the tefillin also is halacha l'Moshe Misinai. V'hainu, and this, what you do there is, sheyasim or lamata, you need to have or lamata, the leather on the bottom of the bias under, l'chasa is piyabatim, to cover up the bottom of the batim. So that, this is right, because the bottom of the batim have holes in it, where the cloth goes in, where the parashios go in. V'nira ke'en daf shel, it's like the plank of a bridge, which is called a nikra titora. That is what the titora is, this base. Look at the Mishnah Brura. Sheyasim, or lamata. V'afilu das ha-savrim. Okay, even according to those that hold the batim srichim, the batim have to be liyos kulam me'or echad mamish, has to mamish be from one skin, mikomakom lo ba'ino, they do not require shiati Torah v'amarta im habatim meor echad. They do not require that the Torah and the mavarta have to be one skin, one leather, piece of leather with the batim. Ela filu ima or b'fnei atzmo, even if it's or separate from the bias. The Torah and the Mavarta is a separate or from the bias, it's kosher. And that's what he means, yasim, you place it there. Mashma, two different pieces. And the truth of the matter is, those are different shittas. This is l'chatchila, you're supposed to have the bias with a little bit of edges going in, where you put this whole tita on top of it, and it gets sewn together, right? It's with the biases we'll see coming up. He says, if it's possible, you know, to be mahader and have it all as one, or even for the bias and the mavak, that's great. Let's say it's das hamachmirin b'zeh, to be yotzei the machmirin. Vayein b'ber halacha. Reish Beis Yehei Aruch. So this goes back, we have to go back to the Shulchan Aruch. Mabarta. The Mabarta, that's what comes out after the Titara, after the base, right? You have the part that's right, it's, even though it's one piece with the base, it's not considered a part of the Titara, it's a separate section that's after the Titara on the base, which is called the Mabarta, that's the place where the strap goes through. And that Mabarta also, the Mabarta that's filled, also the Shulchan Aruch says, Halacha Moshe Misinai. Vahainu. She'ora titora, this means that the ora titora, the leather of the titora, ye'orach mitzad echad, it should be longer on one side. The yaseh bo'amavart, and there is where you put the mavart, put the strap through. Ketzad, how do you do this? Now, the problem is, we said that the titora and the stitches, which we're going to see about, we're going to talk about soon, have to also be square, perfectly square. So how could it be longer for the Mavarta? So the truth is the Mavarta is not really halachically part of the Titara, even though it is attached to it. So how do you distinguish it to make sure you have your Titara, your base, be perfectly square? So that's what he says. Ketzah, what do? Yechatchenu b'shnei tzadim. What you have to do is, you cut a piece on both sides. That's why if you notice your, both your Tefillin Shel Rosh and your Tefillin Shel Yad, have the, right after the Titara, there is the Mavarta has been cut, right, into that base is cut from both sides. Shalote rechava, so it should not be as thick the whole Mavarta, like the rocha, like the thickness, like the width of, it shouldn't be as wide as the full width of the titara. Kedeshe and nikar, so that it will be then apparent, right, if you cut it into the Mavarta, up to the point where the Titara is supposed to end, so it'll be a perfect square, Nika Ribua Titara. The square of the Titara, of the base, will be apparent. And in that Osa Mavarta, Overa Ratsua, and in that Mavarta, which is attached to the bottom of the, to the end of the Titara on one side, that is where the Ratsua will go through. V'al Shem Kach Nikre Mavarta, that's why it's called Mavarta, because it's over. The Ritzua goes through that part of the tefillin, right? That part of the base attachment. Let's look at the Mishnah Berurah now. Yehei Aruch, it should be, okay, longer, the one side of the titara. Then Nifsika, if it breaks, Mutila Tafra, you will be able to sew it up. You can sew up the Mavarta to the Titara, Reish Kemo, Shiei Nikar, Ribua, so it'll be apparent afterwards that the Titara, right, you cut into the Mavara so that it will be apparent that the Titara is square. Kigama Titara, Tzricha Midin, as we said, the Titara also has to Midin, Lios Meruba, has to be square. Kamosha Kasad Lumala Basit Lamites, like we saw earlier in Lamites, at the Bias. The tefer, the stitches, and the titara have to all be square, have to have the rivua, right? Misofa, reish, dalad, misofa letchilasa. That also, we have to go now back to the Shulchan Aruch to see what this Mishnah Berurah is talking about. So he goes weiter. Gam betfilin shal yad, yasa titara umavarta. Also in the tefillin shal yad, you need to have this base, the titara, and the mavarta, and the part where it's attached to the titara that the ritzua goes through. Now he says as follows. So what, you have your bias, you have your shel rosh, and you now have to stuff the inside of the bias of each compartment with the parsha to squeeze it in there. So how do you put the parsha in there? You have to roll it up. So you galgal kol parsha misov l'tchilas. When you wrap up, when you megalgal, you roll up the parchment, the cloth that goes into each compartment, it should be from the end of the parsha, from the end of the line, right, to the beginning. The karcha and the cloth katan. So first you have to do is you have to roll it up from the end of the cloth to the front of the cloth. look at the Mishnah Brura, Misoifel Tchilasa, Be'eish Shenais Tilabesa. When you put it into the bayis, you have to roll it up, Kamo Mezuzah, like the Mezuzah. Shenigleles, Me'echad Klape Shema. First of all, let's say you have the Parsha of Shema. Shema Yisrael Hashem, okay, Hashem Echad. So you roll it from the Echad side towards the Shema side. Below the Hefech, and not the other way around, from the Shema side to the Echad side. Mitam Shenes Barabi Yeredeya, Sim Reish Pechas. Like we saw, the reason for it in Simen Reish Peches, because it's as if when you roll it open, so what will you see first? The beginning. If you roll it from the Echad, so that means when you open it up, you're opening it up from where you can open it up to read away. As if when you're opening it up, you'll be able to read the Shema right away. If you roll it from the Shema, you won't get to the Shema until you unrolled it totally. And that's not going to be good. Back to the Shulchan Aruch now. Bikocham Biklaf Katan. And you're supposed to, when you roll it up, you're supposed to wrap it up in another klaf, in another piece of parchment. Mishnah Brura, v'karcham, v'chulub, rotzalom lechatchila. Lechatchila, you should roll it up in another parchment. Avalamo karcham, but if you did not roll it up inside another parsha, sorry, if you did not take another piece of klaf and roll it around and cover the parsha itself, it's kasha b'diyeved, im ein lo achem, if you have no other klaf to do it with. Okay? V'ayim b'machzeis ha-shekel b'erlacha. Check out the machzeis ha-shekel b'erlacha. Reish vav b'klaf katan. V'hu adin, and this would be the same thing, v'chatichas beged. If you took a piece of beged, im ein lo klaf, you could do it with a piece of beged as well. As long as, we'll see, it can't be klaf from a behema to mea, but from beged it would be good. You don't have the ideal, which is the klaf katan. And check out the Be'er Agra, he says. Then he goes on back to the Shulchan Aruch. V'yesh makpidim milkarchan ela beklaf kosher. And those that are makpid to only wrap around the actual parsha with klaf kosher. Rotzalomar aval, which means to say it should not be done from behema v'chayet mea. It should not be from a non-kosher species. It should not be from klaf, from non-kosher species. But to use some type of beged to cover it, according to his opinion, it would be good too. Beis Yosef gives the reason. The kevan shu may be klaf, since he's bringing a klaf, since he's wrapping it with a klaf, it should be from a min amutar lepicha, it should also be from this min that is mutar to your mouth, kamo lebatim uleretzuos. Like you have necessary by batim and retzuos, he is not so sure of the be'agra. He clears back and forth on his halacha whether you actually need klaf of a behema. Because we're not talking about the klaf of the parashios, we're talking about the klaf that covers the parashios, which isn't even ma'akev if you don't have it at all. But again, the Shulchan Aruch brings this yesh makpidin not to go ahead and cover it with any klaf that's not a kosher species. Then he goes on, but there is something you have to do, there is some type of wrapping with a certain material that you have to do, even li'kuva. And b'dievet, if you don't have it, it won't be kosher. And that's as follows. Go back to the Shulchan Aruch. V'halacha l'moshe misinai. And the halacha l'moshe misinai is, she'yichroch aleha sa'ar behema ochaya hata'irim. The halacha l'moshe misinai is that you have to wrap the parsha, the klaf that you rolled up, you have to tie it up with and wrap it around. What around it? You have to wrap around it a sar behema, the hair of a behema, ochaya, and that has to likuva be tahirim. You have to go ahead and tie up the klaf that you rolled up with the hair of a behema or a chahar. And the Rama says, "V'nogim the kroch seyar al haparsha." The minag is to first wrap the hair around the parsha, v'yachar kach korchin alav klaf, and then you put this klaf, that this extra piece of klaf that you put on top of the parsha. Okay, kosher. You put the klaf, another piece of klaf kosher on top of it. V'chozrim v'korchin alav seyar, and then you go ahead and you tie it again, the outer klaf also with this hair. Let's see the Mishnah Brura. Mishabura Reish Ches, Valachla Moshe Misinai. As Alachla Moshe Misinai. To have this seir, to have this hair. L'cheinim, lo karach ha-seir ala pasul. Therefore, if you do not wrap the hair around the cloth, around the parshios, it's going to be pasul. Av shekarach ala cloth. Even if you wrap around it, this cloth, which is not likuva, it's not going to be good unless you have the seir wrapped around the cloth. V'noagin l'kroch, and the minog, he says, is to be karech, to wrap it with the seir of a behemar chaya tar. Ki yesh omrim, she yikroch, sorry, I made a mistake. He's talking about in the Ramah here. But Nag and Lichok, the minag is to first tie the parsha with the sayar, with the hair, then put the extra piece of cloth around it, and then put another piece of sayar on it. Why? Because there are those that say you should wrap the hair al gufa parsha on the parsha itself. And after, only afterwards wrap the cloth on top of the sayar. Let's say the other way around. You put the piece of cloth around the parsha, and then you put the sayar there. Therefore, lekach noagim lekayim divishayim. Therefore, the minhag is to do both, to put the sayar around the parsha, put the extra piece of cloth around it, the blank piece of cloth around it, and then put another piece of sayar. Vayim be'er agra, shekasa de medina, ink pay the eza kodem. However, you check out the be'er agra, he says, mi'ikar adin, there's no kapeda, there's no real kapeda, which you do first, whether you put the hair around the parsha itself, or if you put the hair around the cloth that's going over the parsha, the blank piece of cloth that's going over the parsha, it would still be good. But again, the minhag is to put the seyar over the parsha, and then over again the extra piece of cloth that goes over the parsha. Reish yud, shel egel. We have to go back to the Shulchan Aruch. Nagu shayu seyar zeh shel egel. And the minhag is that this hair should come from an egel. Right? A calf. Vim lo matza. Right? A baby cow. Vim lo matza shel egel. And you did not find a hair of a baby, of a calf. Korech b'shel para o shel shor. You can use the hair of a para or a shor. V'rochetz haseyar hetev. And you should cleanse and clean this hair very good. Betchila. From the start. Achiyeh naki. Until it's a clean hair. Ktsas seyar zeh. Okay, we'll stop here. We'll go to the Mishnah Brura, and he says Ktsas Mishnah Brura shel egel. Why should the hair be lechatchila from egel? Kidei sheyiskor ma'isa egel. So you remember the ma'isa of the egel v'lo yechta, and not sin. V'gam kidei lechaper, also to be a kapara. The tefillin should be a kapara of the avon zeh, of the avon of the cheta egel. V'kasa l'yo rabba de mizeh atam. For this reason, tov lasos kol tikun tefillin. Fixing of anything you do and make in the tefillin should be from the or of the egel, should be from the leather of the egel. Ulafuke meosin shosin naritsuos, and he's saying this is to come to exclude those who make the ritsuos out of the or, out of the skin of tayish, goats, of a he goat. Rather, all the things that you fix, all the things that you make in the tefillin, the leather, should be from the Ora Egel, for this reason, to be mechaper on the Avon, and Yiskor, the Avon of the Egel, the Cheta Egel. Ktsas Seyag, we have to go now back to the Shulchan Aruch and finish it up now. Ktsas Seyazeh, a little bit of this hair, Tzarech Sheyereh, has to be seen Chutz Labatim, has to be seen outside the Batim. And we see that he's coming out, it means a little hole, the bottom of the bottom, the hair comes out. Ayem Magen Avram, check out the Magen Avram. Ayem Mishabur Beish Yud Aleph, Kutsas Seya, Ayem Magen Avram, Ayem Bechidusha Rabbi Akiva Eger, check out the Chidusha Rabbi Akiva Eger, Shehiskim, he was maskim. Shaseya Yoitze, the Seya that comes out, Yepochos Meorara, it should be less than the length of a barley. Chutz Labatim, it should come out of the bottom, this hair, on the bottom there, Yesh Oem Shia Eitel Habayas. Some say the hair should come out next to where the bias of the Parshas Kadesh. The hair you should have coming out of the bias should be coming out of the bias that has Kadesh, namely the first one. The Eish Omrim, others say Eitzel V'Hayim Shamoah. Others say it should be coming out of the bias that has the Hayim Shamoah. V'Tov Sheyetze, therefore the best thing to do is to have it come out, Mi Parshas V'Hayim Shamoah. Have it come out of V'Hayim Shamoah, B'Tzad Apone, the Parshas Kadesh. To the side where it is going to be leaning towards the Parshas Kadesh, right? You should have it tilted, the hair coming out towards the Parsha, towards the bias that has Kadesh in it. Akan.